We have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Shelby Van Horn is with us. She's the Youth Coordinator for Cass County Extension. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. 4-H, there's lots going on in 4-H these days. You see, you've got a couple of events coming up in the next few days that we wanted to touch on. But before we do that, what's the state of 4-H right now in Cass County? Strong?
Strong, very strong, yes. We look at numbers every year, and we are right in line with where we were, if not even higher. And we have a lot of new young 4-H families coming in, and so that's always very exciting to see.
It's just like a college sports team. You're only as good as your recruiting efforts.
That's right. Only as good as your recruiting efforts. Yes, we try very hard to recruit as many youngsters as we can. And obviously, like I always say, if their friends are having fun, then they're going to have fun and come with them too. So,
And it's pretty much automatic, it seems like, if you've got an older brother or sister who's involved. Their younger ones are usually probably involved.
Yeah, and that's what we see. We see a lot of families with multiple kids and families, and they stick around for a long time. And then, you know, then they grow up and have kids of their own, and they come back again. So that's always fun to see.
What's going on right now with 4-H with meetings and stuff? Is it preparation time? Or what happens? Because everybody thinks that, fair time's down the road away. So what are they actually doing? What are they doing these days in 4-H?
Yeah, so 4-H is a year-round program. So the fair is actually just a small portion of the whole year. So we have workshops throughout the year. We do different STEM activities. We do fundraising activities. The kids are always out and about doing something for 4-H, and it's definitely not always quiet around the office. We're always out and about and doing something with the community. So,
4-H is not free. There is a cost to 4-H. However, we buffer that here in Cass County pretty well, don't we?
Yes, we do. Obviously, thanks to the support of our Extension Council and the 4-H Endowment Committee and all the people in the community, we are able to waive the $30, and that fee is actually going up, so it's going to be even more of a fee in the future. But we love to be able to have all the kids involved and not have to have any cost for them.
When you talk about recruiting, that's got to be a great sales point.
Yeah, it's always a very good, easy sale when you can try out a program and not really have to invest any money into the program. Like a lot of other sports activities and clubs cost money to be involved in. And so it's just one more way to sell 4-H to people that maybe don't grow up on the farm or don't really know what 4-H is about.
Sure. And it's easy just to say, well, it's only $30, but I don't have kids and I get this. Kids are expensive no matter what, and they're involved in a lot of things, not just the 4-H programs and things. So there are lots of different ways you could spend that $30. So, you know, anytime there's a cost associated with something like that, if you can get an opportunity to be able to waive that fee, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and like I said, the our Extension Council and the Endowment Committee and obviously just the communities that we live in, none of that would be possible without, you know, all of their support. So just an awesome opportunity for families to get to do something together and have fun.
You bet. So let's talk about how we do that. How do we waive that fee? Well, we raise the money in other ways, like, pancake dinner.
Yeah. So pancakes are always, that's my favorite time of year is pancake supper. So we're having our pancake supper on March 5th. So this Thursday from 5 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center. And then we will be having all-you-can-eat pancakes for $6. And if your child is 5 and under, it will be $4.
Excellent. How does that price compare to what you've charged in the past?
It's the same that it's cost us that amount every year for the last few years. So we haven't really changed anything on that side of things. And just we don't get all of that cost. Obviously, we had the pancake man come in, so we have to pay him also. So we just get a portion of the proceeds that stays locally and goes to our 4-H'ers.
You bet. So, you know, $6, that's pretty inexpensive dinner.
Yeah, so we like to encourage all of our families to come out and, have a good time because, the $6, you could bring, four or five people with you and that kind of helps pay for your portion of 4-H, and you get a meal out of it. So. Yeah,
absolutely. And, it's, you know, for that $6, you whip out a 10, you know, and you just decide, oh, that's all right, just keep the change. That's okay, too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we take donations. We have our endowment committee sitting there, and they talk about what all the money goes to support other things as well. So not only just the 4-H program development fee, but they have scholarships and then also startup dollars for Clover Kids and STEM activities that we do throughout the year.
Sure. Very good. Lots of stuff going on. Pancakes, all the trimmings, all that kind of stuff. We know what we're going to get there. Any other activities going on that night?
We have a silent auction that night. And so our 12 4-H clubs all donate a basket typically. And then we have other community businesses that donate different items as well that are auctioned off.
Oh, very good. So an opportunity to pick up some items and things too. So good dinner, good family time, good opportunity to pick up a few items and things there too. And we talk about a good family time. Coming up on Sunday, you've got your annual Mardi Gras. That's just a good family event.
Yeah, so our 4-Hers love Mardi Gras on there. They've been preparing for months now on what their game's going to be. So we have different carnival-type games for kids of all ages, and that's on Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Cass County Community Center. And admission is free, and then the game tickets cost 10 cents each, and each 4-H club gets to determine how many tickets they're going to charge to play their game. So just a fun little fundraiser for all the 4-H clubs to be able to have some money to go do fun things throughout the year.
And the clubs, they each organize their own activity, their own idea. They have some pretty good ideas each year.
Yeah, we've had some really creative ideas this year, so I'm looking forward to the different variety of games that we have to offer this year. So
can you let us in on any secrets?
Oh yeah, I'll let you in on a couple secrets. So I know for sure that we're having one of the clubs is doing a shaving game, actually. Uh-oh. Where they have a balloon and you have to shave the shaving cream off of the balloon without popping it. So that might be a fun game. And then we always have a dessert walk, which is really fun, and people really get pretty competitive at the dessert walk. And then another 4-H club is doing Gotcha Ball, which I'm not really sure about. I'm not familiar a lot with that, but I've heard it's a very good time. So there's some new activities going to be happening this year.
Not just the same old stuff.
No, not just the same old stuff. We have some of the old stuff, but a few new ideas.
Some fresh ideas there too.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, as I mentioned, this is a family type activity, and that just shows by some of the things that are going on. It's a good time to bring the kids, especially the younger children, out to just have a good time.
Yeah, and all the activities are led by the 4-Hers, and they have a good time showing their leadership skills and helping out those younger kids playing activities. And like I said, they've been planning for months, and they're super excited about this event.
Yeah. Does it ever kind of happen where the kids are the ones out going booth to booth to have fun, and the parents are kind of socializing off somewhere else?
Yeah, sometimes some of the 4-Hers, they take turns running their games. So then once they get done, they get all excited and run from different stations to different stations. So.
Sure. And again, the money that's raised from this goes to continue to help all the projects that are involved through 4-H.
Yes, like I said, so all the clubs are charging however many tickets do they want, and those are worth the 10 cents that you pay. So they get to collect that money and keep that money. And if they go on club tours, or if they do a fun activity or do a community service project that costs them money, all those things are going towards whatever they deem is a good use of that money.
Are these two events, the Pancake Supper and the Mardi Gras event, kind of your key fundraisers here this time of the year?
Yeah, so we don't do a lot of other fundraising throughout the year. These two events are always very close together in March, and they're our biggest two fundraisers for the 4-H program. Obviously, the endowment takes donations any time of the year, but they're our biggest fundraisers for the youth.
And it's an opportunity to do outreach at this way, too.
Yeah, so we have some clubs doing some kind of neat things this year. One of our clubs is doing a community service project, and they're trying to raise money for a handicap accessible swing set. And so they're going to have a little bit of a booth as well explaining their project. So it's just kind of a good opportunity for the youth to be able to, you know, learn to talk with people in the community and really thank them for what they are doing for the 4-H program.
Sure. Very good. Well, two good fun events that are community related. You don't have to be involved in 4-H to come participate in either of these.
Correct. We are extremely excited when we see people that aren't involved in 4-H just coming and learning about it and sharing what we do. So if you aren't involved in 4-H and you're interested, or if you're not interested but just want to come out for a good time, everyone is welcome.
Well, we'll give you the warning up front, though. Once the kids come out and see all the fun things you can do through 4-H, they may very want to say, tug on the shirt, say, Mom, Dad, I want to be in 4-H too.
Yeah, and that's right. And just remember, obviously, Cass County is very unique, like we said, and it doesn't cost anything to be in 4-H, so it's always worth it to give it a try.
Excellent. Give us the details, dates, times, places again.
Yeah, so Pancake Supper this Thursday, March 5th, at the Cass County Community Center from 5 to 7:30 p.m., $6 a plate or $4 for youth 5 and under. And then Sunday, the 8th, from 2 to 4 at the Cass County Community Center is Mardi Gras, and there's free admission and game tickets are 10 cents each.
Very good. So come on out. You don't need to bring a big fat wallet for these. You can just come on out and have a good time at a reasonable price and know that you're helping a good cause.
Yep, exactly. And we enjoy and are grateful for all the community and family support.
Very good. Shelby, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.